Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I've been living vicariously through Katie this morning as she's been talking about cheesecake.
Oh, it was so good.
Man, you were talking about this before you left the show yesterday about how you had a big Cheesecake Factory date yesterday.
Yeah. Well, and let's not, you know, skip past the main entree. Did you see that, what I posted?
It was some sort of sketty dish or something.
Oh, my gosh. So it's actually, I saw it on TikTok, and this is one of the main reasons I want to go to the Cheesecake Factory, but it is essentially a big, fat, thin chicken cutlet. So the bottom was just a chicken breast that was pounded out super thin.
You're a chicken cutlet.
And then on top of that, it was the spaghetti sauce and the ooey gooey cheese. And then on top of that was a big pile of spaghetti with Alfredo sauce.
What a great fall meal.
Oh my gosh. So it's like their version of like a chicken pizza, but it's like chicken parmesan, but you know, reconstructed in a new fun way. And I've seen people eat this on TikTok, and it's so, when I showed up to the Cheesecake Factory yesterday, I was so excited. The server, like, I got sat at my table and I was waiting for my friend to join me there, and the server came up and they were like, "Hi, welcome to Cheesecake Factory." And I was like, "Fine."
Like, table even, now. Corner booth.
I did not
light
even
a candle because I'm about to get romantic with this chicken cutlet up in
funny.
Here.
But his name was Gage. Shout out to Gage. But
what up, Gage?
He was super nice, but he just like stared at me like, "Whoa, she's really excited to be at the Cheesecake Factory," you know? And I asked him about that specific dish. I was like, "Is this just, you know, a fun viral thing that looks cool on the internet but doesn't taste good at all?" And he's like, "No, ma'am, it is spectacular, out of this world."
What you was the name of it?
I can't remember the name of it.
It.
I'll have to go back and look, but it's so good. I'll put a video of it in our stories on our Instagram so people can look. Because it is like very impressive just to look at. Like, it is so neat. But
I'm due for a date night with Knick Knack, so maybe we'll go over there. We like to, like, we end up at the Cheesecake Factory a lot. If we go out on a date night, we'll end up at the bar there.
Yeah.
Get some cocktails just to kind of wrap up the night. But it's been a minute since I've been there. Okay, I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
We talked about this yesterday. Did you have a conversation with the waiter, Gabe?
Gage.
About whether or not everything is freshly prepared in their kitchen or if some of it's frozen, because their menu is 400 pages long.
It is, and he reiterated what we said. Like, the cheesecakes are made in a factory, ironically enough, and brought to the specific restaurants, and the pastas and whatnot aren't made in-house. It's not like that, but all of the stuff that, like, the sauces and, you know, the different main entrees and whatnot, that is all made from scratch, I mean, in that kitchen right there.
So surprising to me, since they have so many options. I feel like something's coming out of a bag and getting reheated.
No, and it's funny because, like, I, again, watch so many videos on TikTok that have to do with food, and a lot of the influencers are at the Cheesecake Factory because it's always, like, going to the Cheesecake Factory to try something I haven't tried yet. And that is, like, none of us have tried that because they have so many things, you know? So that's all of us going to the Cheesecake Factory.
I made the mistake yesterday of hearing that Katie was going to the Cheesecake Factory. I go, "Katie, you know what you need to get? They have a killer veggie burger there." It's like a Beyond Burger, but it's like a veggie burger. No. I was like, "You can get that and a little side salad with it." I was like, "You're going to get filled up. It's really good, and you're going to save some calories." And you're like, "Shut the front door.
Like, what are you
shut your face. Do? I'm getting a pounded out chicken piccata."
With pasta on top
with
of it.
With pasta and extra sauce and extra parm.
And the cheesecake. I almost got, because I was fully set on getting three things at the Cheesecake Factory last night. An appetizer, an entree, and cheesecake. But I sat down and they put that basket of bread in front of me and I proceeded to inhale a small loaf to myself.
That
and
little dark,
like,
bread,
know,
that they have with the oats on top. You can buy bags of those at Walmart.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Really?
So
yeah.
Good. I mean, and so, yeah, and when it's warm and they bring out that butter that's soft
just
and
put
ready
them right
for
in your
you
pocket.
To spread it.
Oh!
It was so good.
Girl, and dip it.
So
you could dip
good.
It in your sauce.
You know, we haven't even talked about
listen
the cheesecake
to all the
yet.
Free plugs they're getting right
now. But it's so good. Like, that's the thing. You know, when you go to the Cheesecake Factory, you are going to leave
it's an
happy.
Experience.
It is so good.
Once, like, you got to get there 45 minutes early so you can go through the menu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You need to read it.
Bring
well,
your
I'd read
glasses.
It all day. Like, I had been reading reading it all day. Like when I went in, I was already, I'm choosing right, between so three dishes.
What cheesecake did you get?
So that's the other thing is like I'm sitting there and I already know I'm getting the Oreo Dream Extreme Cheesecake. It's just what I get every time. It's the best one. I love it. And so like the Gage comes up
Hold on.
He's like,
something I would not order just because I don't want to say the name of it. I'll take the Oreo Dream Cheesecake.
Oreo Dream Extreme.
Oh, sorry. Oreo Dream Extreme, sir.
Little pieces of Oreo, like
that's
in
the extreme
the cheesecake, like the whole thing. You can see it. Like,
you raise your cholesterol saying it
so much, so right, much.
So you got that so bad.
So no, but that's the thing is like Gage rolls up after our dinner and he's like, "Shall I drop off a cheesecake menu?" I'm like, "Gage, I already know which one I want. Don't you even?" And he's like, "Well, just in case, you know, you want to look over the options." So he drops off the 50-item cheesecake menu, and I was like, man, now, like, as you look at them, of course you're going to contemplate the Adam's peanut butter, you know, explosion.
I'm generally just your basic cheesecake with strawberry drizzle for shizzle all over the top of it. I would do a peanut butter one probably as a close second.
Well, this one had the salted caramel cheesecake, the peanut butter cups, and Butterfinger in the cheesecake.
That's the extreme.
Pretty darn good.
That's the extreme.
It was so good. So, but anyway, I did choose the Oreo Dream Extreme one, and oh, gosh, I watched the Love is Blind reunion eating that thing. I did eat cheesecake at 8 o'clock last night, and after eating rice cakes as cookies for the last month and a half, my body was like, what just happened? So no, I was in like almost like a sugar sweat kind of mood, you know, like
you're kind of jittery
for
and
like
shaking in
night,
bed.
I was like, I kept waking up just amped, like,
so
what?
You went with our good friend Colleen from Channel 9,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Sweet Colleen from
I
Channel
love her.
9. She's
we
the
love
best.
Her.
She's great. We love that for her.
We
yes.
do.
what did she think about sitting across from you watching you hork down all this food yesterday? I
you
feel bad for her.
You want me to take
her.
Your picture?
Yeah.
You want me to take your picture?
Please stop
she kept
eating.
Saying that. No.
You have food on your face.
Because I told her, I was like, I was talking to somebody about going to the Cheesecake Factory, and they're like, I went there the other day and didn't get cheesecake. I'm like,
that's
why would you go?
It's a crime.
That seems silly. Why did you even go if you didn't get cheesecake? And then she said, don't judge me if I don't get a piece of cheesecake. I've had a lot of sweets this week.
Yeah, that's okay. It's more for me. Don't worry, like, bad. It's going to be okay.
Colleen, I really hope you're not offended by me eating all the cheesecake.
She keeps looking at her watch. She's like, oh, my God.
I got a piece to go also.
I bet you did.
I got it for our boss because he didn't get cheesecake.
I thought that was your side piece.
No, I know. That's a different kind of side piece. But no. So it was, I just love that place so much. It always makes me happy.
I
Everything
do too.
I get there.
I'm with you. Did you go to the Park Meadows one?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to the Park Meadows one.
Oh, Katie, you had a nice filling day, didn't
you? It was
you?
So great. Like, I've been looking forward to that Cheesecake Factory date for a week, so.
I had some grilled chicken last night. Grilled chicken and some cherry tomatoes.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Cherry tomato extreme. At my house. Oh, crazy.
Sweet cherry tomato.
Oh, God. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your adventure.
You're welcome.
I can tell you're already still jacked up on
she
sugar.
She is. You're like... 1,000 miles an hour right now.